Howl, howl, gargle, howl, gargle, gargle, howl, 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 gargle. Howl, gargle, howl, howl, gargle, gargle, howl, gargle, 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 howl, slurp. Ugh! Should have a good time. Message repeats. This is your captain speaking, so stop whatever you're doing and pay attention. First of all, I see from our instruments that we have a couple hitchhikers on board. Hello, wherever you are. I just want to make it totally clear that you are not at all welcome. I worked hard to get where I am today, and I didn't become captain of a Vogon constructor ship simply so I could turn it into a taxi service for a load of degenerate freeloaders. I have sent out a search party, and as soon as they find you, I will put you off the ship. And you're lucky I might read you some of my poetry first. Secondly, we are about to board into hyperspace for the journey to Barnard Star. On arrival, we will stay in dock for 72-hour refit, and no one's to leave the ship during this time. I repeat, all planet leave is cancelled. I've just had an unhappy love affair, so I don't see why anybody else could have a good time. Message ends. The noise stopped. Arthur discovered to his embarrassment that he was lying curled up in a small ball on the floor with his arms wrapped around his head. He smiled weakly. "Charming man," he said. "I wish I had a daughter so I could forbid her to marry him." "You wouldn't need to," said Ford. "They've got as much sex appeal as a road accident. No, don't move," he added as Arthur began to uncurl himself. "You'd better be prepared for the jump into hyperspace. It's unpleasantly like being drunk." "What's so unpleasant about being drunk?" "You ask a glass of water." Arthur thought about this. "Ford," he said. "Yeah?" "What's this fish doing in my ear?" "It's translating for you. It's a babble fish. Look it up in the book if you like." He tossed over the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and then curled up himself into a fetal ball to prepare himself for the jump. At that moment, the bottom fell out of Arthur's mind. His eyes turned inside out. His feet began to leak out of the top of his head. The room folded flat around him, spun around, shifted out of existence, and left him sliding into his own navel. They were passing through hyperspace. "The babblefish," said the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy quietly, "is a small, yellow and leech-like and probably oddest thing in the universe. It feeds on brainwave energy received not from its own carrier, but from those around it. It absorbs all unconscious mental frequencies from its own brainwave energy to nourish itself with. It then excretes into the mind of its carrier a telepathic matrix forming by combining the conscious thought of frequencies and nerve signals picked up from the speech centers of the brain, which has supplied it. The practical upshot of all of this is that if you stick a babblefish in your ear, you can instantly understand everything that is said to you in any form of language. The speech patterns you actually hear decode the brainwave matrix which has been fed into your mind by your babblefish. Now, it is such a bizarrely improbable coincidence that anything so mind-bogglingly useful could have evolved purely by chance that some thinkers have chosen to see it as a final and clinching proof of the existence of God. The argument goes something like this. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God, for proof denies faith, and without faith I am nothing. But, says man, the babblefish is a dead giveaway. Isn't it? It could not have evolved by chance. It proves you exist, and therefore, by your own arguments, you don't. QED. Oh dear, said God. I hadn't thought of that. And promptly vanishes off in a puff of logic. That was easy, said man. And for an encore goes on to prove that black is white and gets himself killed in the next pedestrian crossing. Most leading theologians claim that this argument is a load of dingo's kidneys, but that didn't stop Ulan Cupidhead making a small fortune when he used it as the central theme of his best-selling book. Well, that about wraps it up for God. Meanwhile, the poor babblefish, by effectively removing all barriers to communication between different races and cultures, has caused more and bloodier wars than anything else in the history of creation. Arthur let out a groan. He was horrified to discover that the kick through hyperspace hadn't killed him. He was now 6 light years from the place the Earth would have been if it still existed. The Earth. Visions of it swam sickeningly through his nauseated mind. There was no way his imagination could feel the impact of the whole Earth having gone. It was too big. He prodded his feelings by thinking that his parents and sister had gone. No reaction. He thought of all the people he had been close to. No reaction. Then he thought of a complete stranger he had been standing behind in the queue at the supermarket 2 days before, and felt a sudden stab. The supermarket was gone. Everyone in it was gone. Nelson's column had gone. Nelson's column had gone, and there would be no outcry because there was no one left to make an outcry. From now on, Nelson's column only existed in his mind. England only existed in his mind. His mind, stuck here in this dank, smelly, steel-lined spaceship.
A wave of claustrophobia closed over him. England no longer existed. He'd got that. Somehow he'd got it, but he tried again. America, he had thought, was gone. He couldn't grasp it. He decided to start smaller. New York is gone. No reaction. He never seriously believed it existed anyway. The dollar, he thought, has sunk forever. Slight tremor there. Every Bogart movie has been wiped, he said to himself, and that gave him a nasty knock. McDonald's, he thought. There's no longer anything such a thing as McDonald's hamburgers. He passed out. When he came round later, he found that he was sobbing for his mother. He jerked himself violently to his feet. Ford! Ford looked up from where he was sitting in the corner, humming to himself. He always found the actual traveling through space part of space travel rather trying. Yeah, he said. If you're a researcher on this book thing and you were on Earth, you must have been gathering material on it. Well, I was able to extend the original entry a bit, yes? Well, let me see. It says in this edition, then. I've got to see it. Yeah, okay. He passed it over. Arthur grabbed a hold of it and tried to stop his hands from shaking. He pressed the entry for the relevant page, and the screen flashed and swirled and resolved into a page print. Arthur stared at it. It doesn't have an entry, he burst out. Ford looked over his shoulder. Yes, it does, down there. See, the bottom of the screen, just above Eccentrica Galabumbits, the true beast and horror of Eroticon 6. Arthur followed Ford's finger and saw where it was pointing, and for a moment it still didn't register. Then his mind nearly blew up. What? Harmless? Is all that it's got to say harmless, one word? Ford shrugged. Well, there are 100 billion stars in the galaxy and only a limited amount of space in the book's microprocessors, he said, and no one knows much about Earth, of course. Well, for God's sake, I hope you managed to rectify that a bit. Oh, yes, well, I managed to transmit a new entry off the editor. He had to trim it a bit, but it's still an improvement. And what does it say now? Said Arthur. Mostly harmless, admitted Ford with a slightly embarrassed laugh. Mostly harmless, shouted Arthur. What was that noise? Hissed Ford. It was me shouting, shouted Arthur. No, shut up. I think we're in trouble. You think we're in trouble. Outside the door was the clear sounds of marching footsteps. The Detrasis, whispered Arthur. No, those are steel-tipped boots, said Ford. There was a sharp ringing rap on the door. Then who is it, said Arthur. Well, said Ford, if we're lucky, it's just the Vogons come to throw us into space. And if we're unlucky? If we're unlucky, said Ford grimly, the captain might be serious in his threat that he's going to read us some of his poetry first.